Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show.
Mom, by the time you read this, my soul will have been claimed by Satan. Good job finding love, I guess.
Daddy, honey, we need to go pick up Mr. Kingsley.
I'm sorry, Mom. That sounded passive-aggressive. I did sell my soul to Satan to find you, love, so I guess good job to both of us.
Daddy, we've got to get to Misty's wedding.
That wasn't passive-aggressive that time, but it was sarcastic.
Eddie, honey, are you writing another letter? We need to go.
Mom? What's a soul?
That's a great question. Please, can I answer it in the car? We're gonna be late, honey.
I guess.
Great, let's go.
Are you sure this is the place, Farina?
This is the address that the master's current body lives at.
It's tidy. Organized.
Oh, small.
It's not the endless dimensions of hell, no. Where is the master? My lord! Are you out there, my lord?
In here, imp.
Morning, my lord!
Imp, Verena.
You don't look as devourable as you usually do, my lord.
I tried to do that thing that depressed humans do, which is eating lots of nutritionally valueless food, except I threw up a lot.
Ain't you supposed to be leaving for the wedding soon, my lord? You shouldn't wear yesterday's clothes with sick down the front.
I'll see what clothes this human owns for you to wear, my lord.
Nothing leather. I know what you're like. I was having so much fun on this trip to Earth, and yet all I've achieved is claiming a single child's soul and killing Brad Pitt.
We went to hell and visited the lawyers as you requested, my lord.
Requested futilely, you mean? We spent centuries ironing out loopholes.
I doubt that... We found something, my lord. Snap your fingers and the lawyer shall tell you, my lord.
I'm Damian van der Lugen, attorney at death. My little joke.
This guy got his corporate clients off more criminal charges, out of more tax, and through more loopholes than the next 100 guys combined.
Let's not use defamatory superlatives. I happen to run with some litigious guys.
He was the best there ever was. Until 1987, that is.
Murdered by my wife. Whoopsie. Looks like I needed to renegotiate the terms of that contract. Am I right?
Tell me what you came here to say.
So I was looking over this soul contract, and I noticed one glaring piece of bad drafting. There, do you see it? I'm putting my finger on it.
You are pointing at the word at.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. At! Can you imagine?
Imp, I want to set him on fire.
Let me read it in context, my lord. Should the party designated mom be in love at midnight on Christmas Eve, the soul of party designated mortal child, etc., etc., will be the sole property... I love a good contract pun. ...of Satan, Lord of Hell, etc. Now... Do you get it?
Fingers go clicky, you go bye-bye.
It says eh, and not bye. You got a window.
What he's saying, my lord, is that if the mortal woman is not in love at the stroke of midnight, then the mortal child will get to keep her soul.
Then there is hope after all. Did this guy have anything more to say?
Not exactly, my lord, but let me just say...
So, I have to get Lainey to stop loving me by midnight tonight. Oh, I have to get Lainey to stop loving me. That'll be her now. How do I look?
Terrible, my lord. You still have sick down your front.
I have found you clothes, my lord.
Thank you, Verena. Wait, are these crotchless panties?
Oh, they're very comfortable, my lord. And I knitted them myself.
Fine. I don't have time to argue.
Misty Monsoon Merryweather, Raynor Zephrine Shine, I now pronounce you married. You may kiss the bride.
Who kisses the bride?
We're both the bride.
Oh, you kiss each other.
Oh.
Let's do it.
Mwah. We did it.
What do we do now?
You remember, out the church.
Photographer.
Oh, it's time for the photographer, everybody.
That was a beautiful ceremony, wasn't it, Addie?
I think so.
I thought it was stupid and that weddings are archaic and oppressive to women.
That argument loses some of its merit when the couple are lesbians.
Mm.
Are you okay? You've been in a funny mood all morning.
I made a poor choice of underwear, that's all. Now I'm going to go and make sure that the canapés are served on time at this dumb, stupid wedding.
What was that about?
I don't know, Mom.
He can't hate the concept of marriage too much. He's been married before. Oh, of course. God, how thick am I? It's been a year since his wife died, and I drag him to a wedding. Really, Lainey, think of other people for a second. Oh, the poor guy.
Mom?
Yes, honey?
Would you love me even if I had no soul?
Seems like it's a tough day for everybody.
Canapés? Anybody? Can I interest you in canapés?
My lord, what are you doing?
I'm serving canapés and am midway through my carefully constructed plan to save Addie's soul from being dragged to hell by me.
What plan, my lord?
Get this. I'm going to be rude to Lainey so that she stops being in love with me, and then, after midnight, when the contract has expired, I'm going to apologize to her and get her back.
You're gonna be so rude that she falls out of love with you, but not so rude that you can't apologize. And she'll forgive you.
Exactly.
I think that might be difficult.
Well, you don't know anything about love. Come to think of it, neither do I. It's hard falling in love. It's like telling part of your brain to pretend to be part of someone else's brain. Now get out of here. Misty's wedding must be perfect.
My lord, if you're trying to upset the mortal woman, then ruining the wedding...
You can't ruin someone's wedding? Now get out of here, please.
As you command, my lord.
Canapés. Those ones are fruity pebble vol-au-vents, and those are Lucky Charm marshmallows and Nutella served on frosted mini-wheats.
Wow! Delicious! Who came up with these?
You did.
I did! Oh, you go, girlfriend!
Beautiful ceremony, Misty.
Hey, girlfriend! I can't wait to find out what happens next!
Did you finish with the photographer already?
Oh.
Put down those fruity pebbles. Go and find your wife.
Okay, girlfriend.
Cole, I wanted a word. I wanted to apologize.
What?
It was so insensitive to ask you to come here today. I should have known you were still in pain over your wife. And then, after last night, what we said to each other...
That we were falling in love?
That must have felt like a lot to handle.
You're missing the point.
If you want to get out of here, I respect that.
It's Misty's wedding. We have to make it perfect for
her. That's sweet of you. Stay if you want, if you can. If it gets too much, whatever you need, I'll support you.
Ends our gingerbread house auction, with all the proceeds going to support the orphanages in the Tri-Ohioan area. Truly a Merry Christmas indeed.
It went off without a hitch.
They raised a lot of money for those orphans.
And soon they're gonna unwrap all the gifts you wrapped. I'm glad Addie is with Misty's sister. She'd be so jealous. Think of how much happiness you've helped spread. Doesn't that warm your heart?
I don't know. I don't care for kids.
You're an elementary school teacher. I don't believe that for a second. What about your own kids? Do you want one someday?
Were I to have a child, it would be kind of a big deal.
It was a big deal when I had Addie. I had no idea what I was doing.
Oh, but you've done a marvelous job. She's... Ugh.
She's what?
Nothing. Damn it. If you'll excuse me. Curse that beautiful woman and her effective mothering.
I take it it's not going well, my lord.
She's so gosh darn lovable.
How about dumping her and going back to hell?
I need to think of things that'll aggravate her.
Oh, impotence.
No, Verena.
Premature ejaculation.
Shut up, Verena.
Monogamists.
Use your voice on her, my lord.
I'm not going to use the voice. People don't like the voice.
It's what she deserves.
She's only trying to help.
I was thinking of things that annoy me, my lord.
I need Lainey to feel bad emotions. Like anger, annoyance, jealousy.
Doesn't she love you, my lord? What could you do that could inspire jealousy?
You and your assistant have done a marvelous job in making everything merry and jolly for all the good little boys and girls without any parents.
Thank you, Mr. Kringle.
A record-breaking year for our fundraising. Better yet, I believe you may even have had time to feel the Christmas spirit.
Patronizing though that is, yes, I think I might have.
I'd best attend to all those orphans. They'll be unwrapping their gifts soon, and I must be Santa Claus. Play Santa Claus in a gift-giving sense. Not a literal Santa Claus. regular love.
Cole, there you are.
Lainey, this is an old girlfriend of mine.
My name is Verena.
Great to meet you.
The Devourer.
Okay, well...
Of course.
Why would you say that?
My apologies, mortal woman. Forget that I devour cocks.
What an introduction.
I was catching up with Verena here, and we've reconnected. Big time. So much so, in fact, that...
That what?
Damn it. Kiss me, Verena.
As you say, my lord.
On second thoughts, I'm not putting my mouth on you.
I promise I won't suck your soul out.
Stop saying things like that.
I'm not ashamed. That's my job, and I'm good at it.
Cole, what is this?
He's trying to make you jealous.
Why?
Don't you think you should hate me? Aren't I a bad guy?
You are acting out, which, sure, I'm not thrilled about in a potential romantic partner, but given the circumstances, I'd kind of given you a pass. I don't know why you're not taking it.
Oh, the master is right. You are a nice lady.
Oh, you're knitting.
I've just started. I find it soothing.
I'd always thought it would be. I've never had the time.
Oh, you simply must try it.
You women are impossible. Excuse me.
What is going on with him?
He is feeling guilt and love at the same time, and it is confusing him.
I think that's a good read on the situation. Thank you. I like your sweater vest.
I cut the boob hole myself.
Good for you.
Ah, there he is. I was looking for you. Merry Christmas, my boy.
Hello, Mr. Kringle.
I was wanting to thank you for all you've done in arranging this charity fundraising, gingerbread auction, lunch, and gift unwrapping event for my orphans. I have to admit, I was skeptical of you when we first met.
I remember.
I still can't place where I know you from.
Probably senile.
You seem distracted, my boy. Is everything all right? Anything I can help with?
Unlikely. Oh,
give me a go, my boy. I have wisdom to share.
I find myself in a situation where I have fallen in love with Lainey, and she has come to love me. That's all fine, great, whatever, except I am not Lainey's temp, as as she thinks, but am instead Satan, King of Hell, Lord of all damnation, etc., who has entered into a soul contract with Lainey's daughter, and, upon reaching midnight, will acquire said soul, which would destroy Lainey emotionally. I no longer want this. The only way to break the contract is to make Lainey stop loving me. I don't want to lose Lainey, but I need to break the contract for her to be happy, and am beginning to think the two are mutually exclusive. What would you suggest?
Yeah. It sounds like you have a classic case of need versus want.
Sure.
And I suppose you must decide which you wish to prioritize.
Okay.
Which is more important to you,
the romance?
Yes, or
the happiness of Lainey.
Precisely. What do you truly want, and how far are you willing to go to get it?
You have given me much to think about. You are pretty wise for an old, regular human.
Regular human.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Kringle.
Merry Christmas, Satan. I knew I recognized him.
Hello, friends! Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. Thank you for listening to the gripping conclusion of A Christmas Satan. Oh, what's going to happen in this festive romantic comedy? There's no possible way to know. On to this episode's cross-promotion! It's winter, at least it is where I am. It's dark, it's cold, it's book weather. And if you're looking for recommendations, I recommend Books Boys. Ah yes, it is a nesting doll of recommendations. On the last day of every month, PJ and the Dean are dusting off some literary classics, grabbing the glossiest of bestsellers, and chatting to the authors about their work. If it's books, the Books Boys have got you covered. Check them out this holiday season, wherever good links are found. The episode description. I'm about to send you back to the rest of the episode. Before I go, I just want to say happy holidays and a happy new year. The Penny Peep Show will be back in 2022, so I'll meet you there. Why not attach your resolutions to a 5-star review of this podcast? Alternatively, you can send them to any of the social media accounts found in the episode description. Thanks again for listening. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Avril McKenna Madison. Enjoy my party. Oh, buy my perfume.
My lord, how goes the party?
It's loud and dark in there, but I think that's deliberate.
I can feel the hormones racing, my lord. So many young, drunk, virulent humans.
I've been holding up back all night, my lord.
Please, my lord, let me go to the party. I'll only devour a couple of souls.
I'm not letting you graze on the crowd. The party has to go perfectly for Lainey's sake. Time to get Coconut Bra Santa.
Where am I? Who are you people?
Come, Coconut Bra Lady. I have much to tell you, and time is of the essence.
Say, have you ever had your soul devoured by your genitals?
Go back to your knitting.
Lainey, I found you.
Averil, how's it going? Are you liking the party?
I am loving that bikini.
Are you hiding from me?
I was making sure that our Santa Claus was being looked after.
Hi, yes, I'm Santa. No, I was wearing this when they brought me here.
Yeah, I like my coconut bra, Santa.
The doctor is doing good numbers with the Botox, good press turnout for the perfume launch, and the temperature is a warm and consistent 90 Fahrenheit. Lots of smiling, happy faces, except for the Botox ones. Was there anything else?
You've done a really good job.
You seem disappointed.
I'm kind of surprised. I'll have to get you to do next year's as well. See if I can get you to break a sweat.
Let's just get through this evening, shall we?
You wouldn't say no to me, would you?
Oh, of course not, Averill. I wouldn't want you to destroy me.
Good.
Oh, look, I think my assistant needs something.
Am I supposed to pretend to be Santa?
Put people on your knee and grant wishes, okay?
They're all wishing for cocaine.
Sit there and be jolly.
Cole.
Lainey.
Averill is happy. Good work on the heating.
It's getting close to midnight. Can I have a word?
Is the countdown to Christmas ready to go?
DJ is prepped and ready, but I need to talk to you.
Sure. What's up?
Can we go somewhere private?
If we can find somewhere.
No one in here. Good.
Cole, what's up?
Look, we don't have much time. Do you love me? Last night you said you were falling in love with me, but do you love me?
I'm feeling a bit put on the spot.
Yes or no, Lainey, it's important.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't subscribe to the notion that love is...
Shut up.
Cole.
Listen to me. I need you to stop loving me.
Keep telling me to shut up, then.
You don't understand the stakes.
Cole, what is up with you? Is this about your wife?
I think it's time you knew that I am not Mr. Coleman Reed Kingsley. I am, in fact, Satan.
Have you been speaking to Addie?
No, Lainey, I'm Satan, like a literal Satan. And not literal in the figurative sense, but literally Satan. I am literally Satan.
Cole, I don't have time
for... This is important.
What the fuck?
I can do the voice. I can heat things up, set things on fire. I can do this.
Hi, I'm Damian Van der Luten, attorney at...
Oh my God!
You see?
Why are you telling me this?
Because I am gloating. I am here to gloat that I beat you. See this? This is a contract for your daughter's soul to find you love, which I completed the moment you said you loved me last night. Her soul? It's mine now. Gone forever.
But I don't... But why?
Because I'm Satan, ain't I? I don't give a shit. Mortals? Mortals aren't shit to me.
That would explain why you kept complaining about human things.
Exactly. Human things are stupid.
Why are you English?
Why shouldn't I be English?
And what about Mr. Kingsley? He's a real person, isn't he?
I borrowed his body for this contract thing. He'll have it back when I'm done with it. When I head back to hell.
I see. I suppose there's nothing more to be said.
Okay, you skinny bitches.
Do you still love me?
What?
Do you still love me?
Of course not. You are a monster. You are a despicable, vile creature. I hate you, and I never want to see you again.
That is a reasonable response. You're taking this calmly?
I think I'm in shock. If you could just go, I would appreciate that.
I can do that.
And perhaps give Mr. Kingsley his body back. I know he was missing his wife, was planning to spend his Christmas day at the cemetery. Having his body possessed by pure evil would have been a horrific button on a terrible year for him.
Before I go, I got you this for Christmas. It's, I was gonna use it to further my seduction. May as well give it to you now. Here you go. It's a business plan for Delaney Hutton Harrison event planning. I had it drawn up by the best economists who ever lived. They're all in hell now. You'll be able to expand your business, get more help, spend Christmas with Addie. Or her soulless body, anyway.
Please just go.
Okay. Merry Christmas, Lainey.
Merry Christmas, fuckface.
Fair.
My lord, it's past midnight. How did the conversation with the mortal woman go?
I set out with a clear goal, and I accomplished that goal.
You broke the contract?
Oh, congratulations, my lord.
Would you two find Addie for me? Tell her that her soul is hers again. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to leave this body somewhere it wants to be prior to my descent back to hell.
You can just...
Merry Christmas.
My lord, just leave...
Merry Christmas, my lord.
You can just leave the body anywhere.
He's behaving very human.
You ain't kidding.
They're attached to their bodies. Take it from someone who frequently strips souls from their fleshy containers.
Via their genitals?
Of course. I know who I am. Why do I have to keep staying it?
Don't start knitting again. Come on, let's go find that mortal child.
Thank you.
phone. Please leave a message, and I'll call you back when my mom says I'm allowed. Beep.
Hi, Addie. Honey, it's Mommy. I know I said no phone after 8, but please call me back, okay? I'm on my way home now. You're not in trouble. Just give me a call. Love you. See you soon.
Hello? Are y'all in here?
Hi, Coconut Bra Santa.
Is that guy in here? That assistant guy?
Only I'm not sure how long he wanted me to be Santa for, and I need to get home. Get the turkey out of the freezer.
What are you talking about?
That guy. He promised me 1,000,000 pineapples to pretend to be Santa. It was pretty insulting, but my dad grows pineapples, and he's had a tough year. Anyway, somehow he got me here in, like, the blink of an eye, and he said he would send me back when the party was wrapping up.
He brought you here today?
Yeah, like a couple of hours ago.
He said the contract was complete last night when I said, then he brought you here and helped at the lunch and at the wedding?
So could I get that teleport? I'm not sure how it works since you're his boss.
Why would he stick around and help if he'd already fulfilled his contract?
Yeah, I don't know. I need to get home. And I'll take those pineapples if you got them.
So that's it. The contract's scrapped. You get to keep your soul.
And be more careful with your soul next time. They are a precious and delicious thing.
I thought Satan and Mom were falling in love.
They were.
And that would cost me my soul.
It was going to.
Then why...
Satan felt bad, all right? Satan, you know, has feelings. And he got in too deep and had to do some serious backpedaling so his immortal mother didn't end up with a soulless husk of a daughter.
So, Satan does love Mom? Then why can't they be together?
Because of the contract.
But the contract is scrapped.
Well, yeah.
So, why can't they?
That's a good point. Can't they be together like regular humans?
Well, Satan has a job to do. He's got to be back in hell and...
And what, Em?
I don't know. He'll go back and be miserable. And for what? How many thousands of years have we been at this? The same thing, day in and day out. The flavor went out of the bubblegum eons ago, and still we burn, we broil, we age, dry, and serve like prosciutto. And why do we do it?
To keep the souls organized?
They're going down there for an eternity of suffering. Who cares if it's organized?
Well, you do.
Yeah, sure, I want it organized. But what does the Master want? What is my job if not to make the Master happy?
Are you asking a mortal child and a succubus?
My job is to get an education.
My job is to suck souls out through people's genitals.
How did you get that job?
There was an interview process.
Come on, you two. We need to find that mortal woman.
Who?
Which one?
Lainey. We need to find Lainey.
My assistant is the one who teleported you.
Someone needs to send me back.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm not Satan.
Oh, Lord in heaven. Mom?
Patty, honey, are you okay?
I'm fine, Mom. Satan's helpers brought me here.
Hello again.
Satan broke the contract so this one could keep a soul.
Why would he do that? Doesn't Satan want souls?
Satan loves you, Mom. And I know you love him, too. Go after him before he goes back to hell and you never see him again.
Are you sure, honey? I know you said it was okay when it was Mr. Kingsley, but if my boyfriend is Satan...
He's always been Satan, Mom. And if you love each other, then it's okay.
You are the best daughter in the world. Okay, I'm gonna go find Satan.
You are hiding from me.
Avril, sorry, I have to go. Something has come up, and if I don't
go... If you leave this party before I give you permission, then I will destroy you.
Please, Avril, it's Christmas, and the guy I love just left after I told him I hated him and called him a fuckface.
A fuckface?
Don't learn that word. I've given you everything you asked for at this party, and now all I'm asking is that you let me go and tell a man that I love him. What do you say, Avril? If not for me, if not for him, then for Christmas.
No, that's stupid. And I'm going to destroy you.
Avril?
Huh?
Avril the Destroyer?
Verena the Devourer?
Of cocks?
Holy
Shit, girl! I had no idea you were here! What are you up to? Sucking souls through genitals?
At every opportunity. Right now, I'm on secondment with Satan.
Ugh, nice promotion, you bitch! Good for you!
What about you? How goes the genital soul sucking?
Check me out, bitch. I am an influencer. Every time I post a picture, I get to slurp a tiny piece of the soul of each horny man and unhappy woman who sees it. It's like sucking souls through 1 million genitals all at the same time. But how do you know my event planner?
Oh, Satan seduced her.
Nice! For the soul.
For the love.
Oh, sweet.
Right?
So, Lainey, is that the guy? The guy you're in love with? The guy you're chasing after?
Yes.
Then don't let me stop you, bitch. Go and get him.
Okay. Thank you. See you soon, honey.
Bye, Mom.
Say, could anyone teleport me home?
Damn it. Where did he go?
Lainey?
Mr. Kringle!
Merry Christmas, my dear.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Kringle. Say, you haven't seen my assistant at all.
What? Satan?
Huh?
Your assistant, Satan.
How do you...
I trust everything worked itself out regarding soul ownership and contracts.
It did.
Then you'll want to go to the cemetery. I saw him heading in that direction, looking somber. You'll want to hurry.
But you...
Quick now. You haven't much time.
All right. Right. Thank you, Mr. Kringle.
Here we are. The cemetery. At Christmas. That Mr. Kingsley bloke sure is morbid. Don't worry, Mr. Kingsley. I'll have you crying your human eyes out in no time. I might even get them started for you.
Satan? Cole? Mr. Kingsley?
Lainey?
That's right. Who is in that body right now?
It's me. Satan, you said you never wanted to see me again.
I did.
You're shivering.
I raced out of Averill's party in a grand show of emotion and forgot to put anything warm on.
Come here.
So warm.
Better?
Much better.
What are you doing here, Lainey?
The moment after I called you a fuckface and you left, I realized a couple of things. You lied to me.
I did. Many times.
You said you could have taken Addie's soul from the moment I said I loved you. And yet you stuck around. Helped me at Misty's wedding, Mr. Kringle's lunch, and Averill's party.
I know how important they were to you.
You weren't thinking about claiming souls. Then Addie popped up with a couple of friends of yours.
A little guy? And a big-titted slut?
I don't know that I'd call any woman that.
That's what she calls herself.
Oh, then yes. And they told me what you did. You could have so easily been evil, could have done what you came to do. You chose to be kind, to be sweet. You put everything you wanted to one side for me and my daughter.
I couldn't take her soul when you'd given me so much. Because of you, I feel my eyes are open for the first time in a millennia. I've grown to love being busy, love working hard, love helping people, and I've learned to love Christmas.
It's the most magical time of the year.
You, Lainey, are Christmas. You are hot cocoa. You're an unexpected snowball. You are wrapping gifts for children until 3 a.m. You are all the warmth and surprise and affection that Christmas brings to mind. And I love you, Lainey.
I love you too, Satan.
They're kissing!
I love how pro-Satan you're becoming.
I'm pro my mom's happiness.
I'm glad the master is getting what he wants.
You know, I've enjoyed being out in the world and not exclusively sucking souls through genitals.
You know I'm a child, don't you?
I do. I think I'm going to miss moving amongst humans.
Girl, come work with me. I'll get you started as an influencer and we can torment the masses together.
Do you mean it?
Of course. If you're into a side of rage with your soul sucking, then we can even queerbait millions by pretending to be lesbians.
I'd like that. How do you feel, Imp?
Yeah. Fine.
You made Satan happy.
Sure, but how are we gonna keep hell tidy?
You'll figure it out. I got you a Christmas gift. Here you go.
Is it crotchless panties?
I knitted them myself.
I'm not opening this.
It's looking like a white Christmas with high chances of snow, sleet, and a happy ending.
Hey, Annie Misty, Annie Rayner.
Hi, Annie.
What are you doing out here?
Sometimes, as Lainey's friend, I feel compelled to join her at moments of heightened emotion. I don't contribute, but I'm here, and she's my friend, and so I'm happy or I'm sad. Depends on what's going on.
And I'm married to Misty.
So what's happening to Lainey right now?
She's found love!
Hooray!
With Satan.
Hooray!
Well, I guess everything worked out in the end.
Mr. Kringle?
That's right. Or is it Santa Claus?
Is it Santa Claus?
No. Or is it?
Does it matter? You didn't do anything.
Or did I?
No, you didn't.
Perhaps you're right. Or perhaps you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. You didn't do anything. And your being here is pointless.
But is it?
It is.
But is it?
Yes, it is.
That's one way to start Christmas.
My first Christmas on Earth.
Oh, you're so warm. I could snuggle up to you forever.
I'd like that.
So, what happens next?
Christmas together. You, me, Addie. You invited me, remember?
Of course. I can't wait. But what about us? I'm an event planner in Ohio. You're the immortal lord of hell. How is this gonna work?
Good question. Well, maybe...
Fiends of Hell, I present to you your new Queen of Hell, and beside her, your new King of Hell.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, it's nice to meet you.
We are confused to be here, but are happy at the opportunity that this brings. I'm Coleman Reed Kingsley. I'm an elementary school teacher from Ohio.
And I'm Harper Lane Kingsley. I recently died.
And we look forward to being your new king and queen of hell.
A Christmas Satan feature the voices of
Jacqueline Jingle Bells Osorio as Delaney Hutton Harrison,
Kieran Caroline Davey as Lucifer Satan Morningstar,
Rhiannon Rudolph Marshall as Adla Hutton Harrison, Verena the Devourer of Cox, Raina Zephyrin Shine, and Coconut Bra Santa.
Matt, Merry Christmas, you filthy animals!
Graham as Steve the Imp,
Lucy Catherine Jingle Bell Clark playing Misty Monsoon Merriweather, Avril McKenna Madison, and Harper Lane Kingsley.
Stephen Jolly Jobson as Santa Christopher Claus Kringle, Coleman Reed Kingsley, and Damien Van Der Lugan.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.